It was expected to be the game of the weekend. Right from the start, Kentucky's stingy defense bothered Marcus Camby, and the Cats jumped out on top. Hot topic this week has been the UMass guard. Here's the pressure. Kentucky steals it. Behind the Just 1 minute in, a winded Camby took a moment to catch his breath.
Oh, my God!
Re-energized on his return, Marcus and the Minutemen came back strong.
And the foul, rock and roll!
Hope back out on top to him straight away.
Through the game's first 10 minutes, the two Titans traded baskets. Neither team able to gain a meaningful edge.
Dribbling right side. Edgar takes the ball in the lane, bounces it to Camby, left block, he jams it!
13-9 Minutemen. Walker got the position and one.
They're changing up the defenders on Edgar Padilla. Padilla cuts off a screen near the foul line, turns, shoots the 16-footer, drains it.
Just outside the block, goes out on top to Epps. Open for the three straight away, count it. It is now tied for the fifth time already. 15-all.
To Camby, left side backcourt. Down to Padilla in the front court, dribbling up to the lane. Norville, right side, jams it.
Got a very close game, obviously, one-point differential, but I don't think either team has settled into a pattern yet.
Finally, Walter McCarty's breakaway slam gave Kentucky a one-point lead, and even more significantly, ignited one of the Cats' trademark bursts of high-powered offense.
Knocked in the air, picked up by Walker, puts it in, and Kentucky has equaled its biggest lead.
Walker, the great passer.
Off the pass from Walker. So UMass down five, its largest deficit of this NCAA tournament.
Kentucky's swarming defense began to affect UMass. And when Tony Delp completed a three-point play, the Cats had their largest lead of the game. The Minutemen backcourt of Edgar Padilla and Carmelo Travieso were feeling the wrath of Kentucky's pressure, shooting a combined 2-for-8 in the first half.
Break for the Minutemen. Padilla driving from the left.
But thanks to Dante Bright's 9 first-half points.
Dante with the follow.
And Marcus Camby's 5 block shots. Massachusetts was able to stay within 8 of Kentucky at the break. In the second half, Kentucky got the run Pitino wanted, and it happened right away.
Laid it in, and the Cats lead it by 10.
Epps, and that's goal 10.
Everything going wrong for Massachusetts at this point. Kentucky sends him a kill here.
Yeah, up 13, largest lead.
Well, they won't take that pressure off.
Kentucky coming out of the locker room really fired up.
Going down court over the weeks. Buck lost the ball. Picked up by Epps. Epps will come back the other way. Epps leading the way for Kentucky. Down to McCarty. Goes up against Camby. No good. Rebound by Anders. They handle it to them.
There's got to be a timeout here for Massachusetts. Can't get away from it.
In just under 2 minutes, Kentucky had scored 7 straight and had all but blown UMass away. As Calipari searched for answers to keep his national championship dreams alive, Pitino and the Cats could smell the kill.
Rick Pitino knows that the knockout punch is potentially there.
Dingle inside.
But the Minutemen slowly crept back into the game.
The freshman, he's really going to be called on.
Great inbound feed by Clark to Bright, low left. Right wing, Charlton Clark. Dribbles in the lane. Clark, the runner. Good! Great to get the offense out of the freshman. 45-34.
Kentucky answered the challenge by taking the ball inside.
Put it up against Camby. Good.
Padilla. The ball over.
Once again, down double digits, Massachusetts came back again. This time, cutting even further into the Wildcats' lead.
Camby right of the lane. Dingle. Dotted line. Drives. The layup. Rolls in. Padilla between the rings. Goodell Padilla. Left wing. Spin. Beats Camby in the lane. The runner.
Good and the foul. Rock and roll.
Camby strikes with a three-point play. UMass cuts it to a six-point Kentucky lead. 47-41. 14-29 to go. Second half.
That was his first chance for the kill. It didn't happen, so he'll go back now and play this game out a little bit more.
All year long, Calipari and the Minutemen had refused to lose, and this evening would be no different.
They expend in the comeback to have anything left if they ever get there.
The Minutemen's unexpected rally could have easily rattled Kentucky. But the Cats' response was to do what they had done all year long. Run and gun.
For three, yes. Maybe this will relight the fire. And off back to Cabby for a three-point try. No good. Rebound by Anthony F. He throws it out to McCarty.
Shoots the lead back up to 11, 52-41.
Another Kentucky run was punctuated by Antoine Walker. Down 13 with 11 minutes to play, Carmelo Travieso led yet another UMass charge.
Range his first three of the game. Left corner, Travieso, three ball, ring it up.
The Minutemen were back in the hunt.
Shoots the eight-footer. Good and the foul.
Minute by minute, this team from UMass is showing the signs of making just an unbelievable comeback.
Faced with the pressure of yet another UMass comeback, Kentucky responded by upping its defensive pressure.
They get it inside. It can't be stopped. Here comes the double team. He recognizes, but he can't get rid of it.
And just as quickly as the Minutemen had regained their shooting touch, they lost it. And with it, seemingly, their window of opportunity. With 2 minutes left, the Minutemen were running out of time. But with Tony Delk and his team-high 20 points on the bench with leg cramps, UMass made one last furious attempt at a comeback.
Cabby left hook, scoops in the layup. Padilla takes it left side, feeds Goodell. Padilla all alone underneath, lays it up and in. A quick four-point run for the Minutemen.
We didn't play particularly great down because we did turn it over and give him some opportunities to get back in the game.
Padilla gets the ball in play. Padilla and Cabby in front court. Padilla pulls up for a three-point try. It's good.
Edgar Padilla with the three-pointer.
Got a heart of a lion, Edgar.
Even though they made a comeback, we fought it off. There was no doubt that we would play very well under pressure.
Each time the Minutemen rallied, Kentucky had an answer. Finally, pulling away in the last minute to preserve the victory and the right to play with a championship.
Goes up. It's good.
Well, going to be a Kentucky-Syracuse final. Kentucky withstands the furious rally.